Thanks for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line. Is this Rio Sergio?
Hi, John. Yes, I have Sergio on the line. I was hoping you could help him out.
So I most definitely can. Thank you for the transfer. Hi, Sergio. How are you, sir?
Good.
Good. My name is John, and I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. I'm assuming because of the transfer, you were diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. I will help you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit so that you can get compensation for this diagnosis. But before doing so, can I confirm you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Can you also confirm that you have not already gotten an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
Yes.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to attest that's true?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you know there's roughly 60 different subtypes, approximately 60 different types of non-Hodgkin lymphoma? Do you know what type that you have?
It was a B cell.
A B cell? Do you know specifically the type of B cell?
You know, I have it in my paperwork.
Okay. And have you had more than one diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And you're filing this claim for yourself. I'll be helping you file a claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. What was the date of your diagnosis?
It was... December 21st, 2010.
December 21st, 2010. Sergio, is that correct? December 21st, 2010?
Yes.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, when you got that diagnosis?
I believe it was about 25.
You're about 25, okay. And how did you use, where did you use Roundup? Did you use it at home or at work?
In the backyard.
Okay. Was that at your home?
In the house.
Okay, your home.
Yes.
What's the address of that residence that you used the Roundup?
The residence?
What is the address of that residence that you used Roundup?
17260 Denver Avenue.
Denver Avenue?
Denver Avenue, yeah.
Okay. Danbury?
Danbury, yeah.
And that's in what city?
Hesperia.
Okay. I have 17920 Danbury Avenue, Hesperia, California.
17260.
17260. Okay, I found it. And that's Hesperia 92345?
Yes.
Do you still live there?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone else that you know that used Roundup and was diagnosed with a cancer too?
No, fortunately not.
Okay. That's good. And then, and you were diagnosed between, you got this diagnosis over 18 and but under the age of 80?
Yes.
Okay. How many years would you guess that you used Roundup? How many years?
About nine or 10 years.
9 or 10 years, okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that time frame?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And am I speaking to you on a cell phone? Is this number a cell phone? 760-792-3802.
Yes.
Okay. And you're a resident of the United States, I'm assuming?
What's that?
You're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And did you experience any of these, have any of these illnesses, HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B, or an organ transplant? Have you had any of those illnesses?
No.
Okay. Have you required chemotherapy other than, do you have any other cancer that requires chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Is there any history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay. And now I'll be asking for your information. So Sergio is your first name. Is that spelled S-E-R-G-I-O?
Yes.
And is your last name Montes, M-O-N-T-E-S?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
Junior.
You're a junior? Okay. And what is your gender? Are you male?
Yes.
Are you married?
No.
Okay. Are you single, never married?
Never married.
Okay. And then the law firm does require the last four digits of your social security number to put on the authorization to release medical records. May I have that number?
6129.
6129?
Yes.
Thank you. And then your date of birth, please.
August 14th, 1985.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup? The law firms do outreach either through television or through internet. How were you learned about this lawsuit? Did you learn about it through television or for internet?
Online.
Online, okay. And so just to confirm, you learned about the lawsuit and that you may have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from Roundup through an internet advertisement. Is that right?
What was that?
You learned about Roundup and the lawsuit and your not diagnosis through the internet. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you see this internet advertisement? How long ago?
Oh, it was a while back. It was.
Can you
I have to say about
the year, the date? Can you give me an approximate
the date?
Yeah. Can you give me an approximate date of when you saw the advertisement, the internet advertisement? Was it a year ago, 2 years ago?
No, it was about maybe like, yeah, about a year ago.
About a year ago? Okay. Can I use a year from today's date?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is your height and your weight? What is your
five,
height?
5'5".
Uh-huh. 5'5". And your weight?
165.
Okay. 5 feet, 5 inches at 165 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
Um, Mr. S. Montez,
I'm sorry.
1985.
I'm sorry. Can you what was the first part of your email address?
Mr. M M R S M O N T E S.
Mrs. or Mr.
Mr. M R S. So it'd be M R S M O N T E S.
Okay, and it's 1985.
Yes.
At Gmail.
At Gmail.
Okay, so let me confirm. It's your email address is mrsmontez1985@gmail.com.
Say that one more time.
Your email address is Mr. S. Montez 1985@gmail.
Yes.
Okay. And we've established this is a cell phone number we're speaking to you on. And is that the best number that you can be reached at?
Yes.
Okay. And is at the afternoon the best time that you can be called to?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately how many times per year did you use Roundup?
How many times a year?
Yeah, how many times per year did you use Roundup approximately?
Oh man, I would say about 25
years, okay. And then from when?
25 times, right?
How many? 25 times per year, okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. And when did you start spraying Roundup? What year? And what year did you stop? When did you start spraying Roundup and when did you stop spraying Roundup?
About April 2003.
Okay. April 2003 is when you started using Roundup. And when did you stop using Roundup?
July 2010.
Okay. I'll put the last day of the month of July, July 31st, 2010. Okay. And then why did you stop using Roundup? Is it because of your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Or did you start getting sick from using it?
Well, I just started feeling real sick, and it wasn't a diagnosis. I just started feeling real sick.
You started getting sick?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you did use Roundup, how did you use it? Did you use it seasonally, once a year, once a month?
It was twice a week to keep the weeds down. There's a lot of weeds out here.
So you used it on a monthly basis?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you apply? How did you use it? Did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, or a tractor with hoses?
With a spray bottle?
Hand sprayer. Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Just gloves.
Okay, gloves. Okay. And where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? You said you used it in your backyard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, around the house, around the whole house.
Backyard, front yard?
Yeah.
How big do you think of an area it was applied?
I'm on an acre right now.
Okay.
So it was a lot.
Okay. And then this was in the state of California that you used the product?
Yes.
Okay. And then you used it in a residential environment, your home?
Yes.
And you first used Roundup at the home in the front and backyards?
Yeah.
And were you directly exposed?
Yeah, I was physical.
Okay. And you personally sprayed Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. And you were present during the application of Roundup all the time?
Yes.
How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? Your best estimate, the number of times that you used Roundup in your lifetime?
Say it one more time.
What's your best estimate of how many times you use Roundup in your lifetime? Would you say 100, more than 100 times, 50 times?
Yeah, I would say more than 100.
Okay. Do you live near a water well?
Like an aqueduct?
Like a water well? Do you live near a water well? A well to get water?
No.
Okay. Do you get water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide or benzene or Agent Orange? Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it the concentrate or premix?
It was a concentrate.
Okay. And when and where was the Roundup purchased?
It was purchased at a Walmart.
Okay.
And it was a Walmart, and I believe it was Diamondback.
You purchased at a Walmart?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know when you may have purchased it?
When? Like what time? What time is it?
Do you recall a date that you purchased it? If you don't, I understand.
The exact date?
Okay.
No.
Okay. And do you have any proof of purchase? Like credit card receipts or receipts in general or any pictures?
I might be able to pull up a receipt.
Do you have a receipt in your possession?
Not in my possession, but I probably could find one.
Okay. Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
Okay. And if so, can you please provide me the dates you were unable to work?
Yeah, they changed it. Now it's called Prattville Baptist
Hospital. You want them now?
Yeah. When were you unable to work because of treatment? Your best guess, your best estimate?
I would say, well, from what year to what year?
Yeah. How long were you out of work for?
I was out of work for like about 5 to 10 years. About 10 years.
Because of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah.
Okay. And what were the dates? What years?
I would say December, like around maybe about
I'm sorry, what were the dates that you're unable to work because of your treatment, because of treatments for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, I was here more like October 2010.
October 2010. Until when?
I'm still out of work right now.
To present date? Okay. So beginning in October 2010, you've been unable to work because of medical treatments?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my condition was bad, but not the medical treatments. My condition was bad.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. What is the name of the...
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay. And can you please explain?
Gun charges.
Gun charges?
Yeah, just firearms.
Okay. Okay. And what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed your condition?
Martin Major?
I'm sorry? Dr. Martin Major?
Yes.
And where is Dr. Martin Major located?
Riverside Community.
Okay. Dr. Martin Major, M-A-J-E-R?
Yes.
He's at Riverside Community Hospital? Is that the hospital,
yes.
4500 Brockton Avenue, Riverside, California?
Yes, I believe so.
I've got a phone
I think Magnolia.
I've got a phone number 951-319-7326. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how has the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Unable to work?
Yeah, pretty much. I lost friends. I lost work.
Do you continue to have health problems?
As of right now, no, not really, but just a little sluggish because of the medication.
Okay. And so would you say you're unable to work because of the medications?
Yeah.
Okay. These are medicines that are used to treat NHL. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm
on painkillers.
Yeah, but it's so hard on your body.
And do you have medical records at the hospital that can confirm the diagnosis? Do you know that there's medical records to confirm the diagnosis available at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. When did you first start treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Do you know the date you started treatments?
I believe it was April 10th, I believe, 2003.
2003.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm going to send you
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. My treatment started at a. Hold on, let me see.
I think you said you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. December 21st, 2010. Would you say you started getting treatments around that time too?
Yeah.
Okay. And that treatments that would have been from Dr. Martin Major at Riverside Community Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. It's actually Riverside Community Hospital, right?
Okay, so what I'm going to do...
Yes.
Okay. And what treatment did they provide you? Did they do chemotherapy, stem cell transplant, radiation, or surgery?
Chemo.
Okay. Did you have to undergo radiation?
The MRI.
So you did have radiation. Did you have a surgery?
No.
Okay. And you still live at, do you still live at this address? I think I already asked you. 17260 Danbury Avenue?
Yes.
That's your present address? Okay. Is that a house on 17260 Danbury Avenue?
Yes, the house.
Okay. All right. And then the law firms do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case when they found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact? And does that person live with you?
I can list my girlfriend.
And does she live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And what is her name?
Her name is I'm sorry about that. I just picked up with her recently.
Okay.
Vivian.
What is it?
I had like three different girlfriends came to my mind right now, but it's Vivian.
So Vivian's going to be your emergency contact?
Oh, so hold on. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be my contact.
Okay, and how do you spell Vivian? Is it V-I-V-I-A-N?
Yes.
Okay, and what's Vivian's last name?
Trevino?
And can you spell that for me, please?
No, sorry, it's Carrillo.
Can you spell her last name for me, please?
Carrillo.
P as in Paul?
No, C. As in
C as in Charlie. And then can you spell the rest of it out for me? Slowly.
Carrillo.
C as in cat. A as in apple, R, I, L, L, O.
Yes.
Okay. And what's her phone number?
Yeah. So it's okay. 628.
628 area code.
Yes.
Okay.
266.
266.
3550.
Okay. Let me repeat this. So your emergency contact is going to be your girlfriend. She lives with you. Her name is Vivian, V-I-V-I-A-N. Last name Carrillo, C-A-R-I-L-L-O.
Yes.
And her phone number is 628-266-3550.
Yes.
And does the law firm have permission to contact her if they need to?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. All right, let me just confirm my work. I'll be sending you a text message in a moment with the documents for you to sign. That's the legal agreement along with a request authorization to release medical records. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, regrettably, December 21st, 2010. You're alive today. You're filing this claim for yourself. You used Roundup in a home and setting, and your home was 17260 Danbury Avenue, Hesperia 92345. Okay. When you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you're over 18 and under the age of 80. You used Roundup for at least 10 days. You used it for at least 9 years. And your name is Sergio Montez Jr., male, married, single. Last four of your social, 6129, date of birth, August 14th, 1985. Height, 5 feet, 5, 165 pounds. We've confirmed your email address and phone number. Everything looks good on my end. So
yes.
Once we finish the signing, we'll be all done. And the last step will be a case verification call from the law firm. That'll happen in about 7 to 14 days. So sometime between now and the next 14 days, the law firm will reach out to you to do a case verification call. All right, so you have a smartphone. Have you ever done DocuSign before?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. So... I'm going to be sending you the forms.
And when was that?
Okay, so by now you should have received a text message with a link to the forms to sign.
2015, or what year? Hold on, I haven't got it yet.
Okay.
So that was in 2000.
Okay, I got it. John Mayer, merger?
Yes. Yeah, that's
John Mayer.
John Mauer, yeah.
Continue?
Yes, correct. When you're done signing, let me know, okay?
All right.
Sorry, Sergio.
Yeah, I'm done with mine.
You're all done? Let me take a look at that. It'll tell you when you're completed.
Okay.
You'll have to hit the finish button when you're done. And when you've done that, let me know.
Okay. All right, finished.
You're finished? Okay. Let me take over that. Yeah, you are. Okay, let me do this. Let me send you a text message with my contact information so you always know who helped you get signed up. Sergio, I thank you for letting me help you get signed up for this lawsuit. I'm sorry to hear that you used Roundup and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but I'm glad you're here with us today. You survived. A strong man. Be on the lookout for a phone call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker, because that's the firm that's going to be taking your case. They'll reach out to you in about 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 second here. If you know anybody that also meets the criteria, have them call me so I can help them get signed up, okay?
Okay.
And so I just sent you a text message with my name and phone number. And now I'm going to send you the law firm's name and phone number. Did you get my text message?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We're all done. Is there any questions I can answer for you, Sergio?
No, that's about it. Thank you for your time.
No, thank you. I'm sorry to hear your circumstances, but I'm pleased that you now have legal representation that's going to help you get money in the form of compensation for damages, okay? If you have no other questions, right. I want to wish you a good rest of the day.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too.
You're very welcome. You take care, okay? Bye.
Okay, you too.